Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 205. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying safe wherever you are. But more than that, I hope you are loud. I hope you're using that voice of yours. I hope you're using your voice to take up space. I hope you're using your existence as a human to take up space. I hope you're using your voice, your body, your brain, your heart, whatever you have, whatever it is you have to take up space. And that is what I want to talk about in today's episode. Certainly very, very relevant to the action, to the impact you can have today, literally today, but also in general, knowing how powerful you are in your own life and the world around you. And that you should never allow yourself to be small, to feel small, to think you're small. Nah, none of that. And I wanted to take this episode to just do my best right now to amp you up in a way that really, in the only way I know how, in true Case fashion, in a way that's true to me and impactful for you. And if you're a OG podcast listener, you know that I think the movie The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg is a funny movie. It's a comedy gem, but there's a scene in it where Mark Wahlberg's boss won't let him do something. He's like benched. And so Mark Wahlberg is screaming and goes, "I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly. I'm a peacock." And I always thought that was funny, but oddly accurate and applicable. And that, we're all peacocks. We've all got to fly. We all have to take up space. We all have to do whatever it takes to empower ourselves to take up space. To take up space, to be a peacock. And so I wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk about this, to talk about taking up space, about being loud, to talk about being really loud, and talk about doing it because you know that's who you really are. And all things considered, all things very much considered, you know that is how you change your life. It's how you change the life of those around you. It's how you change the world by taking up space. And you take up space by refusing to be small, by refusing to be small, to be quiet any longer, because you're a peacock in my language, but you're a human. You are a human. And you might not think you're an extraordinary human. You may not think you're a very talented human. You might think you're a simple person. You work your job. You like a good Netflix session on a Friday. You vacation two or three times a year. You budget your expenses. You pay your taxes. You don't overindulge in life. You're simple. And so you might think that relative to other loud, powerful people, that you're small, that your voice, that your actions, that they don't really matter, relatively speaking. And oh boy, oh man, do I have feelings about that. I think you're very wrong, my friend, if you're thinking that. I don't know you, but I don't care how talentless you think you are. I don't care if you can't count to 10. I don't care if you can't tie your shoes, if you can't tell left from right. You take up space. You take up space. Physically, you take up space when you're in an elevator, when you're in line at the store, when you're walking down the sidewalk, when you're at the gym, when you're posted up at a bar. You take up space. There's no denying that. You take up space with the energy you exude, the energy you project. When you smile, you take up space. When you hug someone, you certainly take up space. When you shake someone's hand, when you wave at someone else, you take up space. When you speak, you take up space. Your voice carries weight. The energy that comes out of you from the very depth of your being, that takes up space. You take up space. So then, there's no disagreeing with that, I don't think. So why do you doubt the impact you can have? Why do you allow yourself to feel small? And we all do this, of course, we all do this. But why? Why do we think that our voice doesn't matter? Why do we think that our opinion doesn't matter? Why do we think that the way we are isn't good enough, creative enough, talented enough, successful enough, PC enough, whatever? You take up space. And so I think you should act on it. You should act like it, like you take up space, because you do and you are. And when you empower yourself with that thought, that is when you massively change your life. But more importantly, that is when you massively change the world around you. When you realize the power you have with how much space you can take up, that is when you start acting like it. That is when you speak up. That is when you act. That is when you stop saying ridiculous things like, oh, I can't change that, or it's just the way things are, or there are just some things I can't change. Nah, no way. When you realize that you take up space, you move away from saying things like that to saying things like, I can change this. I will change this. I will try to change this. I will not be small anymore. And that's all because of this simple realization that you take up space. And you do, my friend, you do. And you could be silly like me and say something, you know, silly, like, I'm a peacock, you gotta let me fly. Or you can simply realize that you take up space and you deserve to take up that space each and every day with what you say, with what you do, with how you dress, everything. And you just might need a little bit of a kick in the butt right now to realize it. But now is the perfect time to realize it. Now is the perfect time to realize the root of this, where your feeling of smallness comes from. Like, I get it. We've grown to be really hyper self-conscious, afraid of being too much, too loud, too extra, too opinionated, too controversial. And so we shrink down. We become small for other people so that they can feel comfortable around us, so that they don't feel uncomfortable, so that we don't draw unnecessary scrutiny on us. And when you do that, you literally acutely deprioritize yourself. You deprioritize your voice, you deprioritize your values, and you deprioritize the impact you can have in the world. And it really is a crazy thing. We literally shrink ourselves so that others can feel more comfortable. And we do that even while inside of us, we know we deserve to take up space. We know we have an opinion. We know we have an idea. We know we have something to say, something to do, something we are compelled to do. But we don't do it. We opt to feel small instead. And it's overthinking that leads us to that point. Overthinking. Am I being too loud? Am I being too extra? Am I being too needy, too stubborn, whatever? And through that process, we allow ourselves to become small. We bite our tongue. We suppress our voice. We don't declare our presence. We don't declare our intentions. We don't take up the space we so rightfully should be taking up. We hide. We dull our shine. We become afraid to proclaim our space. We make ourselves small so that other people feel comfortable, which is just insane if you think about it. We say sorry when we don't mean it. We stay quiet when we absolutely shouldn't, all because we think that we don't have the right to take up space, literally, and in what we say and do and the energy we exude. But I say enough of that, enough. And I think the times that we're living in now are a testament to how we need to stop feeling, being, and living small, thinking we're small. You know, each one of us has the right to take up space in what we do and what we wear and what we post and what we say. And now is the time to prove it. Certainly now is the time to prove it within the context of now and everything, and George Floyd and racial inequality and Black Lives Matters. Now is the time for folks like you, folks like me, to stand up for something that might not directly impact us. Now is the time to take up space. Now is the time to take up space for others. Now is the time to stand up for something, to stand up for what is right, to stand up for something that we've turned a blind eye to because we've allowed ourselves to be small in regards to it, because we've allowed ourselves to not want other people to feel uncomfortable. Now is the time to take up that space. Now is the time to do more, right? Certainly now, within this context, now is the time to do more than just post about fighting or being against inequality. Now is the time to actually do something about it. Now is the time to no longer allow ourselves to feel small because we don't want to make other people feel uncomfortable. So now is the time to do the direct opposite of that. That is how great change happens, both in your own life and in the world. And now is the time to do the opposite, to make people feel uncomfortable, and to do that with the space that we take up. And you do that through screaming, yelling, shouting for the need for yourself and others to take action, to vote, to participate, to donate, to stand up, to get involved physically, activism, to get involved vocally with what you say and what you write and what you post. And now is the time to do it. Not just because it's right, of course, it's the right thing to do, but it proves to you the impact that one little person like yourself can have when you decide to take up space. And when you decide to take up space for others and inspire that in others. So I say, take up space. Stop biting your tongue. Stop dulling your shine. Let your sense of rebellion out. Don't repress what you feel or what you know is right or a powerful perspective that you can share. Now is the time to, I call it your customer service voice. Now is the time to turn off your customer service voice and take up some freaking space. We all have that customer service voice, right? That's the customer service voice that says, oh, hey, I'm so sorry about that. Or, hey, no, that's okay. The customer is always right. It's the customer service voice that allows you to be walked over or quieted. But I say, F that. Of course, F that. It's time to stand up. It's time to take up space and be loud, to scream, to shout for what is right, against what is wrong, to do it for others, to do it to inspire others, and to do it to prove to yourself that you can, that you need to have an impact in the world, and that you do that by simply taking up space, by letting your shine out into the world, that you can free yourself from this silly need to make everyone else feel comfortable, and to do that at your own expense, at the expense of hiding yourself, your voice, what you say. So I say, let's do the opposite. It's like opposite day. It's an easy decision to make. Be loud, take up space, be judged, speak your voice, do what is inside of you, and don't apologize for it. Take up space. Take up space physically. Show up physically. Pursue that aggressively. Stand up for the wrongs you see in the world emphatically. Voice your opinions vocally, and do it all passionately without fear of judgment. You're going to be judged anyway. So who cares? You're a peacock. Like I said, you have the ability to take up space. You also have the ability to be small. So it's up to you which you decide to choose. Like I think about this, I liken it to being a performance artist or a musician or a DJ or a singer or someone in a band. Like they know they have a voice, clearly. They take up space, clearly. When they're on stage doing their thing, they take up space. They own it. And they don't care if their message, if the lyrics, if their song, if their performance, their presentation, what they're wearing, their outfit, if it makes anyone else feel uncomfortable. No, they have an art to perform. They have a message to convey. And so they simply get up there and they say it. They say, this is what I have to offer. Here it is. And they don't care if it makes anyone else feel uncomfortable because it's true to them and it's the right thing for them to do. And of course, you might not be a musician and that's okay, but you have a voice. I'm not a musician, clearly. I'm a podcaster. I'm a writer. And so I use those mediums to take up space. I take up space with my message here on episode 205. I'll take up more space later today when I write an email recap of this and I send it out. I'll take up space with what I post on Instagram or Twitter. That's how I take up space right now. And then I'll take up space in what I do and how I vote and the message I relay repeatedly and over again. And I'll keep doing it. And I'll practice in all areas of my life. When I walk down the street, in an elevator, at the gym, I won't apologize for taking up space, for taking up room. And I'd really encourage you just to think about this and to realize that you have the same ability. Regardless how you think you are or who you think you are or how you're not extraordinary, you have the right to take up space. You have the ability to take up space. And realizing your right to take up space is how you then take that privilege that you have, that you were born with, out into the world, and you make sure that every other human, every single human, lives that same privilege. And right now, it's time to turn that privilege to address something specific. Now is the time to take up space and to use the space you take up to address equality, inequality, racism, injustice, systematic oppression. Those are areas of course, massive, glaring, pervasive inequality. Examples of people who have not been given the right to take up their own space. And so I say, realize your own ability and then turn around to make sure that everyone else has that ability themselves and the right and the freedom to exercise it. Use your own right to take up space to make sure that everyone else has that themselves. The same opportunity, the same right, the same unbiased ability and freedom to take up space. I really think that is your mission as a human, to realize your ability to take up space and fight for it. And fight for everyone else to have that same ability. And you use your voice, you use your body, you use your energy, you use everything you have. You scream it. You tell everyone. You tell your fellow privileged friends, colleagues. You tell your senator. You tell your president. You tell your congressman. You tell your alderman, your neighbor. You tell it at the voting booth. You tell it on social media. You tell it at your job. You tell it in the gym. You tell it in person. You get involved. You donate. You donate your money, your time, your services, your knowledge, your choices. You donate the space you take up and you inspire others to do the same. That is how you empower yourself. That is how you empower yourself to take up space. And that is how you empower yourself to turn around to make sure that everyone in the world has the same right, the same freedom, and the same ability to do the same. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope this gave you something to think about in regard to what you can do to have impact in the world and have your voice be heard so that everyone else's voice can also be heard. I'm including links in a description of this episode for ways that you can directly take up space. Please check it out. Let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.